There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Castology.
Hello and welcome to our tiny-sode. It's the Lizcast this week, which means it's all about me, and it's the one time that I get to say everything I like, and if you all don't like it, suck it.
We've had Liz-specific episodes before.
Yeah, we have,
yeah,
actually.
I know, yeah. But it's like a regular thing now.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I have regulated Liz time, and I can be like, hey, these are my favourite podcasts, and you can be like, well, I didn't really like that, and I can be like, I don't care, because this is the Lizcast. Not the Nick cast, definitely okay. Not the Zane cast.
That's an attack.
Out of you and me, who do you think likes true crime more?
You.
See, I would say you.
What? No way. What
none
you?
Of you
no.
like it. Psych. That's our theme this week.
I like some true crime, but there's a very specific kind of true crime I like. I feel that you like documentary style stuff, whether it's crime or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair. I mean, it depends. It's got to be good.
So, yeah. So, my theme this week is my favorite true crime plots, but I've gone a little bit more classified. So, okay. It's not just true crime in general, because there's a lot under the true crime umbrella. And I have to figure out how to name this so that when we actually put the podcast up, it's true crime about different subjects. So, each week it's a new case.
Right, so it's not a serial.
It's not a series. Yeah. Not a series. So it's my favourite non-serial true crime show.
Okay.
Because I realised that I had a list of about 10 and I'm like, I'm going to split that up for two episodes. You dig? All right, so these are in no particular order. They're in the order that I did my research that they came to my brain.
Sure.
So not actually a top five.
Are these ones that haven't been recommended or some might have been recommended?
They have recommended. Do you know what? There are a couple that I was thinking, I really love that. I'm going to put that in my list. And then I was like, but I haven't recommended it yet. So I want to save it and recommend it for a main episode, because there's two or three that I was like, fuck yeah. Okay, so the first one is I'm Phoebe Judge and this is Criminal. I love Criminal. I love Phoebe Judge and her co-creator, Lawrence Bohr. It's a podcast about crime, but it's not like grisly case of the week kind of crime. I've recommended it on here before. It's more kind of, you know, like interviewing people who have done crimes before and come good, or stories related to crime in a way that's not like the whole if it bleeds, it leads, you know?
Yeah. It's not the gore. It's not the shock factor.
No. And look, some things are shocking and quite emotional, but it usually is about the people, not the crimes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, which is why I like it.
Yeah.
Another one that I've popped on there, again, this is not in order. I have recommended it before, but I think it was before your time, Nick, is Real Crime Profile.
Oh, that was well before me.
Yeah. Real Crime Profile is Jim Clemente, Laura Richards, and Lisa Zambetti. So they profile criminals from real cases. So they'll five or six part series on a particular crime.
Yeah.
And they'll kind of analyze the behavior of the criminals as they go along. So Laura Richards is a criminal behavior analyst. Jim Clemente is a former FBI profiler. And Lisa Zambetti is the casting director for Criminal Minds. So it's just, okay. I kind of like that it takes a different look at crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, about the people, not the crime.
Again. This one's very much about the crime. Case File. I couldn't do a true crime list without Case File. I truly do believe that this is one of the best true crime podcasts in the world. It started off with just one person, Casey McCasefile, as I've called him.
Isn't he? But he's just known as anonymous host, right?
Yeah, but I call him Casey.
Yeah, but anonymous host is more mysterious, right?
Casey McCasefile makes me laugh more.
Okay, fair. But anonymous host is
Case Bay.
Case Bay's great. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah. I don't like any of
them. but Case File, it's won awards. It basically has this one really Australian host talking you through some of the biggest crimes in the world.
Oh,
and I love
good.
it. and I love it. If it was like even his voice, I don't do cringe at his.
But it's also very incredibly well researched.
Very well researched. Yeah. I still am kicking myself when someone sent me a job application for a researcher, and I was like, no, I'm so comfortable in my job right now, and I really wish that I'd applied for that job. They actually now have researchers. An entire team across multiple continents doing their research for them. And I think it's a beautifully created podcast. Moving on to Swindled.
Swindled. I recommended this
one. Yes. This has become one of my favorite podcasts. And their website is like A+. I don't know if you've gone to their website, but it's really, really good design. So Swindled is about con artists, white collar criminals and corporate evil using like storytelling and archival audio and soundscape designs and, you know, like Ponzi schemes and fraud and basic capitalist jerks.
Yeah. Yep. That's basically it.
Yeah. And I hate those jerks. So this is a really fun podcast.
This is a cracking website.
Isn't it just?
Oh my goodness.
The design is awesome.
Oh, fucking hell.
And my final one on this little list is not My Favorite Murder.
Well, I was anticipating.
It's not even going to be on the list. No, Small Town Dicks.
Okay.
Yeah. So Small Town Dicks is one I recommended a little while ago. It's a podcast about the big crime that's happening in small towns across America. You've got detectives who broke the case talking. You've got the two commentators, Dave and Dan, twin detectives, identical twin detectives, and it's hosted by Yeardley Smith, Lisa Simpson. And I really like the way that you get like a layperson's chattiness about it with what Yeardley likes, as well as detective input, as well as actually speaking to the people that were involved in the cases, which it's not hearsay. It's actually going to the source and then chatting about it, you know? So that's my favorite non-serial true crime podcast.
If I had to make a list for you.
Yes.
I think I would have put three of those on there.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
I don't think I would have left Swindled on there. I wasn't aware that you still enjoyed it.
I love Swindled. Yeah. Because it was the first time that I listened to a true crime podcast that wasn't about murder and went, oh, that's right. There's other crime.
Other things.
Other crime happens.
Yeah, I mean that was after I'd been subjected to podcast after podcast.
I know, and you were like, Liz, please.
Here's something else.
Please, anything else.
Yeah, so that's it. Awesome. Please. Have a look in the show notes if you want to link to any of those. If you've got any other true crime recommendations, non-serial or serial, please send them my way with this is a Liz recommendation, and Zane will make sure that it gets to me and I will most likely listen to it.
I might steal it before it gets to her.
No. Direct message the Facebook. Nobody else answers that but me.
I won't. Everything goes on the spreadsheet before I listen to it.
All right. Well, I've been Liz Best here with my not collaborators this week. Co-hosts, I guess.
Yeah, I'll take host. I'm Zancy Weber.
Nick Bleeger.
And keep listening to podcasts, especially true crime, non-serial.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.